A former U.S. drone operator and analyst has slammed American and British militaries for fabricating faulty information on the civilian deaths in the U.S.-led drone war worldwide. Heather Linebaugh has questioned the accuracy of the information collected by the drones, saying the videos provided are not clear enough to detect militants from civilians. The former American analyst also said the drones in the U.S.-led wars are not used as protection, but rather as a weapon. The U.S. military uses drones in several Muslim countries, including Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen. U.S. military sources claim the drones target militants, but rights activists and local officials say many civilians are killed in such strikes. And to discuss that further, I'm joined with Ms. Leah Bolger, who is with Veterans for Peace, and she's joining us live now from Oregon. Thanks a lot for joining us, Ms. Lee. I wanted to ask, you know, drones were always presented by the U.S. government as an amazing instrument, as an accurate instrument. Are we to understand that that is an incorrect presentation of what drones really are?
Well, absolutely. The United States government claims that they're very precise. They call them surgical and very, very pinpoint accuracy. But we know that that's far from the truth. And even if it were true that the drones could hit exactly what they intended to kill, you know, the problem is that it's impossible to know from a camera who is guilty. And so the whole process of the drone assassinations just completely flies in the face of international law and the international judicial system that says that, you know, you can't just go around assassinating people based on what you think they might be doing.
Right, and you know, the chorus of voices speaking out against drones seems to be growing as the days go forward. But do you believe that this will make any difference to U.S. policy when it comes to drone use?
Well, I'm afraid that the United States needs to have a lot of pressure put on it from around the world before it will change its ways. And I am calling, and other anti-combat drone activists are calling for other countries, especially countries who've been victimized by American militarism and aggression, to stand up and fight back against this horrible policy of assassinating innocent people, women and children and civilians. And so without that kind of pressure put on the United States, I'm afraid that the drones program will continue as it has been.
And so do you believe the drone program makes the U.S. less safe in the world?
Oh, absolutely. That's absolutely true. You know, I went to Pakistan a little over a year ago, and I met firsthand with victims of drone attacks. And they told us that, you know, for every person, innocent person that's killed, the United States is creating exponentially more enemies who will remember these children that are being brought up in fear, afraid to go outside, afraid to go to school. They will not forget what their lives have been like with these drone attacks. And so even if we were successful in killing the people we intended to kill, we're absolutely creating more enemies than we're doing away with. And it's just a horrific program.
On that last point you made, you know, when it comes to creating more enemies, do you believe that the American public understands that?
Well, I'm afraid they don't, but the American public hasn't been told the truth. The American public is told that we're only killing bad guys and we're only killing terrorists and militants and that very few civilians are killed. And this is what the United States government wants us to believe. But thanks to organizations like the Bureau for Investigative Journalism and your show, you're advocating for people like Heather Linebaugh who are speaking out to let the world know that the United States propaganda cannot continue to hide the truth that the United States is guilty of war crimes, is guilty of killing innocent people. And the American people will come around eventually, but they are sheltered from the real truth.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate you speaking to us. That was Ms. Leah Bolger with Veterans for Peace, speaking to us live from Oregon.